Almost 1 month into his administration, let's get a sense of Americans getting a sense of foreign policy under Donald Trump. Perspective based on polling offered by Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, why don't we take it chronologically? Donald Trump had first Shinzo Abe from Japan and then Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House. In what regard do Americans hold these countries?
They're both extremely well-liked by Americans. Every February, we update Americans' views of a long list of countries. At the very top of the list is Canada. 92% of Americans have a favorable opinion of Canada. That's 1 point higher than their favorable opinions of Great Britain. And those two countries are the highest of any that we tested. And third in the list, speaking of the other visitor to the White House you mentioned, is Japan. 85% of Americans have a positive opinion of Japan. That's higher than the fourth on the list, which is France and some of the European countries.
Let's also bring Mexico into the mix.
64% of Americans now have a favorable opinion of Mexico, and that is up. That's as high as we've seen it in a decade now. So even as Donald Trump has been criticizing, to some degree, our relationship with Mexico, relating to immigration, of course, and also relating to manufacturing plants and so forth in Mexico, Americans have become more positive, driven by Democrats. Political, 84% of Democrats say they like Mexico, have a favorable opinion, 47% less than half of Republicans. So again, we've got this big political divide. Following the lead of Donald Trump, Republicans much more negative about the country to our south than Democrats.
China hasn't come a-calling, but President Trump did make a call to China to say that, yes, the one China policy stands. Where is China regarded?
50% exactly of Americans have a favorable opinion of China, and that's a record. That's as high as we've seen it since we've been measuring it in modern times. We had one measure way back in 1979 where it was higher, but since about the Reagan years, we've measured China on a regular basis. Opinions have dropped way down into the 30% range at some points, but now we're back up to 50%, which is as high as we have seen China, as I mentioned, in decades now. And not sure if I've mentioned this or not, that's political as well. 58% of Democrats say they look positively at China, 38% of Republicans.
Then with Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the White House this week, where does Israel rank?
It's eighth on the list, but still positively evaluated. 71% of Americans have a favorable opinion of Israel. As is true, Dave, with so much else in American society and political life today, those opinions are bifurcated by politics. Republicans now significantly more positive about Israel than Democrats. 81% of Republicans positive about Israel and 61% of Democrats. So there is a strong political element to the Middle East in terms of where Americans stand at this point in time.
That news conference was noteworthy in part because President Donald Trump offered his opinion on the plausibility of a one-state versus a two-state solution with Palestinians. To what extent are Americans understanding of the nuances of the difference, and where do they fall in line?
Well, of course, I don't have a measure on exactly how much Americans understand the nuances of what's going on in the Middle East and what would be involved in a two-state solution. That's very complicated even for experts in the area. But over the years, we have asked Americans whether they favor the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. That's how we have phrased it, and we've asked that often and over the years, have a good trend on that. Right now, it's split. 45% of Americans say they favor it, and 42% of Americans say they oppose it. And what's changed, again, back to politics, is Republicans over the last year or two, but particularly this year and last year, have become significantly less positive about a two-state solution, an independent Palestinian state.
Presumably, Kim Jong-un is not waiting by his mailbox for an invitation to the White House. Is North Korea at or near the bottom of the list?
Dead last. It's typically near the bottom and has been ever since President George W. Bush, you well remember, in his January 2002 State of the Union address, identified North Korea, along with Iran and Iraq, as the axis of evil. And we actually saw a significant drop in the already pretty tepid views of North Korea at that point. But since then, it's been at the bottom or near the bottom of the list. 11% of Americans say they have a favorable opinion of North Korea, just a little more negative than Iran. But out of the 21 countries we measured this year, that's dead last. And again, you can compare that 11% to the 92% who have a favorable opinion of Canada. Those are the two extremes of the list.
With Russia so much in the news on so many fronts, how is it regarded?
Well, Russia is not at the very bottom of the list, but clearly below average. 28% of Americans have a favorable opinion of Russia, and that is down. In recent years, Americans have become more negative about Russia. 36% of Republicans are positive about Russia, only 10% of Democrats. So again, we've got this political angle. And the same thing goes for Prime Minister Putin. He has a 22% favorable rating, slightly below the rating of his country. But again, 32% of Republicans like Putin, 10% of Democrats.
Almost 1 month in, how is the president regarded?
40% job approval rating for Donald Trump. He's kind of stabilized there. That's down a little. He was at 45, 46% when first inaugurated, but he hasn't gone below 40%. Trump is the lowest evaluated newly inaugurated president in our Gallup history.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.